So, you know, the first Apple app ever for Android was this, you know, kind of trivial move to iOS. But now Apple's really done an Android app. Apple Music, that is weird, is on Android. And it looks to me that even if you've already tried it for 3 months on your iPhone, you get to do it again on the Android, right? You get 3 months trial. It's very much like the iPhone and the this is the onboarding. So, it's you know, get the red dots. What are you into? I'd say rock, right? Metal for Jim. Classic rock for me. If you hit it a couple of times, it makes it bigger. Whoops. You want to make it bigger. Classical music. I like that. R&B. Jim, you just...
anybody else just kind of sad about Andy's story? I mean, I'm still sad about
Andy. Oh, you're still sad.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm over it now.
Well, it is sad when anybody loses a laptop.
That's okay. That's more sympathy I've gotten from humanity in the past 3.5 weeks. I'll take it. I'm a sympathy camel, Jim. I can. I'm sticking that in my hump, and I'm going to live off that for the next month.
Stick that in your hump and smoke it. You know, I like country. I don't mind. Now, does this do anything, by the way, or is it just making me feel good?
It biases it towards those selections.
And do I have to fill up the U circle, or can I just do a few things? Because I don't want to. It's encouraging me to do more, and I don't want to do more. All right. I'm going to say classic rock and classical are my two big red dots. All right. Choose your favorite. Oh, now you have to choose artists. I'm not going to choose Van Halen. I don't even know who Neo is. Richard Wagner? I like the London Symphony Orchestra. I love the Kinks. Who doesn't love B.B. King? The Berlin Philharmonic. AC/DC, Jim, right there. Oh.
Do it.
Oh, I pressed the back button. Okay, that's something Apple never thought about. Crap! I got to do it all over again. All right. I don't want to bore you all.
Destructive navigation elements within the line of hand use.
That is not, you know, there's... that's a problem. That's kind of a problem.
I guess they suspend the rules on Android apps. They're allowed to only paint the side of the fence that people do see.
Sufficient.
Now I have a whole different set of things here. All right, let's see.
How different is it from the Beats One app from Android? Because I never really used that one.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
I don't remember either.
The Beats One was pretty similar on Android as to iOS. You know, you made the sentences and all that stuff. And this looks very much, I think this is a duplicate. Have you set it all the way up, anybody? Andy, did you set it all the way up?
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't even ask me. It just I just logged in with my I still have an active account.
Oh, because you didn't have to go through
here's
this.
Everything that I've got on my right. MacBook. So I like the fact that it's a straightforward, seamless process. They managed to have incorporated only those elements of Android 5 and 6 that you really can't get around. It's a very, very familiar sort of interface. I mean, everything that I'd seen on my iPad just a couple days ago is right here in front of me. All the stuff that I just bought is right here in front of me.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah. So I did not renew Apple Music on the iPhone. So I guess I'm getting
your punishment.
Yeah, I'm getting a new look, a new feel. Beats, I presume Beats without paying for it. You get 3 months, the same deal, $9.99. I presume
always on breaking worldwide.
Well, it's Julianne Anuga. Oh, we're back in the club. Let's rock and roll. I'm Julianne Anuga. Oh, you won't believe what you. Oh, I like St. Vincent. Oh, see, this is nice. Upcoming show. All right. I don't know. It's the same, right? Same stuff here. Oh, look at this. It's nice to- NPR, huh? ESPN. So there's some talk in there. You can make some talk into my music.
Is Connect there, Leo? Can you get your social on?
Yeah, you bet it, baby.
I got to say, it does feel like a very well-written Android app. It doesn't feel like...
Oh, it's good.
We've all, on both sides of the fence, used apps that felt like, okay, they got... They outsourced with no budget, the porting of a certain app, and it sort of works. If this were the first time we saw Apple Music or a brand new music service, I think that they were well-funded and well-intended.
They did a great job.
Yep. And nor did they try to port over like the iOS interface. It really does feel like
native.
Everything. If you chose Android or if you've been an Android user for a while, this is a completely familiar user interface.
Absolutely native. Yeah. Feels great.
And it's the same 100 countries except for China, and China's coming soon.
China is a big Android country, right? I mean, yeah. Don't they have a lot of
70% or something?
So they'll want to do that. Well, there you go. Apple shows that it can go cross-platform just fine. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, now that's a huge set of people they're adding to the mix. They said 11 million paid subscribers, but that was just with iOS and Mac. So now that's on Android. We'll see if that goes up. Should at least double, I would think.
Yeah. I can't imagine how much they're budgeting for tech support, though, because they know that's going to be a real big problem with the range of hardware that they're dealing with and having to play with, having to coexist with other apps on the device that don't play as nicely because it's a less controlled environment than iOS.
They gave it to the iTunes on Windows team, Andy.
They got nothing to do. Sure. You guys aren't too busy, are you?
And they're used to it.
And they're used to it.
Is it a Dell? Oh, yeah. Motorola. I don't know.
Yeah. We don't punish you by firing you. We punish you in other ways.
Siberia. Siberia.
Tell me, Doug, how much do you value your Apple-funded health insurance? Because we can arrange so you can keep it, but you might prefer to not to pay for your own insulin from now on.